This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Of all of the forms of cancer, pancreatic is one of the most dreaded diagnoses. The five-year survival rate for pancreatic cancer is just 10%, according to the American Cancer Society, though that number does represent an improvement over what the survival rate was just a decade ago in 2011, which was only 6%. Although the disease has publicly affected icons like Jeopardy host Alex Trebek and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, most people still have a pretty limited understanding of it. So how is it that cancer of such a small organ can cause so much trouble? And why is the survival rate so low? First, it's important to have a grasp on where the pancreas is and what it does. About 6 to 10 inches, that's 15 to 25 centimeters long, the pancreas sits in the upper left abdomen behind the stomach, and is surrounded on all sides by other, more prominent organs like the liver, small intestine, and spleen. The pancreas has some big functions, though, like creating and dispensing hormones that regulate blood sugar, as well as enzymes that help the body digest proteins, fat, and carbohydrates. When the pancreas gets out of whack, our health tends to decline pretty quickly. And much like ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer is often caught at a later stage than other types of cancer. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Dr. Victoria Mannix-Rutson, then Chief Medical Officer with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, or PANCAN. She said, "There is no standard early detection test for pancreatic cancer, and the presenting symptoms may be vague. As a result, most cases are diagnosed once the disease has reached an advanced stage, making it more difficult to treat." Typical symptoms of pancreatic cancer, which are often mistaken for other ailments, include weight loss, jaundice, which is yellowing of the eyes and or skin, nausea, changes in stool or appetite, pancreatitis, recent onset diabetes, and or sudden pain, typically in the back or abdomen. If pancreatic cancer is suspected, the disease is diagnosed by taking tissue samples as well as imaging tests. Most cases of pancreatic cancer occur among the older population, with 90% of diagnoses in people over 55 and 70% in people over 65. In the United States, it's more common in men than women. Although none of those risk factors can be controlled, others can. Mannix Retson said, "The cause of the majority of pancreatic cancer cases is unknown, but there is evidence that age, smoking, being overweight, a family history of pancreatic cancer, pancreatitis, and diabetes may increase your risk of pancreatic cancer." Much like other cancers, pancreatic cancer treatment varies based on stage, as well as the patient's general health. In the rare instances when it's caught early enough, surgery is an option. However, patients in advanced stages are generally directed to chemotherapy. Mannix Retson said, "It's not unusual for pancreatic cancer patients to initially respond well and then to require further treatment." In fact, that's what Trebek reported. He had stage 4 cancer and was near remission in May 2019, but needed a second round of chemotherapy by September of the same year. Not all pancreatic cancer tumors are the same, however, which is why PanCAN recommends that patients have their tumor molecularly profiled. This can help to better pinpoint ideal treatment options because the treating physician will more fully understand the biology of the tumor. They also recommend clinical trials, both at diagnosis and at every subsequent treatment decision, which may include chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and immunotherapy. Some people do turn out to have a more benign form of the disease. Ginsburg, for example, lived over 10 years after her diagnosis. It's unknown what her type of pancreatic cancer was, but around 10 to 15% of cases are a less aggressive form called islet cell tumors. Although no screening is available today, the hope is that it will be in the near future. Scientists are currently working to identify biomarkers, which are biological clues that could serve as warning signs for the early, more treatable stages of the disease. These biomarkers are present in bodily specimens such as blood, urine, and pancreatic fluid. Mannix Retson said, "There are also studies to improve upon current imaging techniques to allow doctors to see smaller indications of disease." Doctors also have to figure out exactly who would benefit from disease screening. Mannix Retson explained, "Many efforts focus on people with strong family histories of pancreatic cancer or known genetic syndromes linked to the disease. Newer studies are evaluating individuals over the age of 50 with new onset of diabetes and other clinical symptoms." If you are concerned about your pancreatic cancer risk, go to pancan.org, that's PANCAN.org, to find out more about the risk factors, symptoms, and diagnoses. They're not a sponsor, just a good organization. Today's episode is based on the article, "Why is Pancreatic Cancer So Deadly?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.